This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, and away we go on a Thursday morning podcast episode number 1614 of the Al and Jerry podcast. What's up, Al?
Unbelievable, Jerry. I'm doing pretty good over here. I saw this interesting thing on social media, Twitter, one of these weird stories that showed up, and it was done by the woman who this happened to, a video of her talking about this, so I assume it's true. It was a woman who claimed that 7 years ago, she had had ankle surgery.
Okay.
So she was in her bed, like, recovering from ankle surgery. And her hilarious boyfriend at the time, while he was naked, ran up and farted in her face, which gave her an E. coli sinus infection that lasted for 7 years.
No.
Yeah, that's the story.
Okay.
Now, people did some research on this and said, is this possible? And they're like, no, fart smells can transmit disease. But if he was bare-butted and farted in her face, that is possible. She said they finally, it was 7 years of trying to figure out what was wrong with her, and they finally discovered E. coli in her sinus cavities. Yeah.
Okay.
I always thought I could catch something from, like, the WFAN bathroom when I went in there, and it stunk really bad.
I know,
that's
always bothered you. I know.
It makes sense that a smell has to have something to it in order to produce a smell.
Right.
And it's going in your nose, otherwise you wouldn't smell it.
That is very true.
So how is it also not possible to make you sick?
I don't know. How can you suck in skunk smell and nothing happen? And sometimes it's very strong.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, air fresheners are made out of chemicals.
Yes, they are.
We're sucking those things in.
Yeah, I'm anti-air freshener now, ever since I...
Well, your place must smell lovely. Like the wet dog.
Yeah, wet dog is... that's a natural smell, Jerry.
You coming in after... I know you only shower once a day, so that means you're going to smell like outside after all these walks.
Yeah.
Boy, your place must be a love palace.
It does not smell great.
Yeah, it can.
I will say there are...
What about candles? Like burning candles?
Well, those have fake scents as well that are not good for you. Now, they do have some natural candles, but I have to find them. I'd have to research and order them online. But, yeah, the fragrance is not good.
Is good?
Not good for your system. Well, no, you know.
God damn.
I'll tell you what's not good, farting in someone's face. That'll give the other person E. coli poison.
So I guess that's off. You've been scratched off your list
now? Yeah, that's off my list now.
That's off the bucket list?
No farting in people's faces.
Gina, you're safe.
No getting farted on.
I won't do it when you come back from vacation now. Okay.
Yeah. So that's just her
gross
claim. I don't know.
Okay. Is she still with the man?
No, ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend.
I can't believe they didn't make it.
I think I can believe that, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what a prize he was.
Yes.
Ugh. There are guys that enjoy doing that. Not in a thing, but I'm saying I like to fart often.
Yeah, I'm not a fart guy.
I'm not either. And some guys, like, even women probably stink more than some because of the food they eat.
Yes.
Like if you've got a bad diet, you are going to have some bad gas. And those people, for whatever reason, love to display it.
I know. I hate when guys love to fart.
It
bugs me.
Gross. I'm with you.
There's a couple of guys around here that love to fart.
Yes, that is very
I'll
true.
Let you know about it.
And they're proud of it.
I've never heard you fart. I've never heard Eddie fart.
I just think there's things you don't need to do in public.
It's not polite.
Correct. It's rude.
It is very rude.
Yes.
Now, if I'm home by myself, of course I will fart.
Whimsy doesn't care for it, but...
Well, she farts very deadly.
She doesn't know what she's doing, though.
No, but she's just out there blasting away.
Understood.
So, yeah, I'm always trying to improve myself, Jerry.
Oh, God, what now?
As you are.
Oh, my God, I can see it in your face.
No, 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 this is good. I think this is a positive. A couple weeks ago, I did a story. I saw the New York Post interviewed Griffin Canning.
Yeah,
Mets pitcher.
Yeah.
And he had referenced this book that he was reading, like a self-help type of book, and how he uses it to help him pitch, and he's suggested it to a couple teammates.
Just for confidence?
No, this is more for, and it's interesting because I was thinking a lot about this, and then to have this book kind of show up in this article.
It was meant to be, Al.
Might have been meant to be.
Yeah, whatever.
And the name of the book is called The Power of Now.
Okay. I like this.
Which is being in the now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I live in the now.
Which is what we don't normally do, because the theory of this book is that our brains go between thinking about the past and worrying about a future that does not yet exist.
I don't think I do that.
Really?
I think I live very much in the now.
You do?
Yeah. I actually don't think about the future very often at all, because I actually feel like financially it's set, so I don't worry about it ever, to be quite honest. Everything for me is the now and watching my kids grow up. And I do reminisce about the past, but I think in good ways. I think Google Photos, you and I have discussed, I think is phenomenal. I got a nice memory yesterday that 8 years ago yesterday, my 7U baseball team won their first tournament, and the photos were great.
Yeah,
there were a couple of videos.
Very nice.
But I don't think I look... Now, if you have done some really awful things in the past, I get that. But I really think I do live in today. I worry about now. Well, now. I worry about today. And I don't really get too concerned about tomorrow.
They say many people do not live that way. And that many that are brains... Like, you really have to battle your brain to, in your, you know, they talk about meditation,
sure.
which is, you know, you're supposed to sit there, focus on your breathing, and then when a thought comes up, you're supposed to acknowledge the thought and let it go and focus back on your breathing. That throughout the day, that's what your brain does. All these various thoughts come through and and often, I know I'm huge on this.
I know you are.
Like, I think constantly of things I've done that I wish I hadn't done.
A lot of regret.
Not even terrible things.
I mean, I
like
know.
Getting a dog. Right. I think about that all the time.
I know you do.
And then this idea that the future is going to be better than right now. It's like, oh, when I retire.
But what if you don't get there?
Right. And that's the thing.
Like, I mean, I hate to say that, but, you know, and I don't even mean because you've passed away. What if, like, physically something happens to you and you can't do the things
correct
that you wanted to do? You know, that's why I've said this how many times. You got to be within reason, of course. You're not going to go max out 17 credit cards to get a private jet because you want to experience a private jet and fly to the Cayman Islands. That's a little, I mean, you can, but there's consequences to that when you come back, for sure, that could impact what you're doing down the road, which is where only thinking about the now can be a little dangerous. But if there's a trip you do want to take it. Take it, because you know what? If you're waiting for 4 years from now, 4 years from now, it may never come.
Yes. And this guy's not saying, the author of this book, Eckhart Tolle, I believe his name is. He isn't saying don't prepare for your future.
Right.
It's all about not dwelling or focusing on, like, should you... be prepared to go to work tomorrow? Yes, you should.
Of course.
But you shouldn't be thinking only about tomorrow or next week or when you retire or when your kids are out of school or... Yeah.
I feel bad for people that are like that.
Yeah.
That really just harp on what's to come as opposed to what's right in front of them.
Right.
You know, it's...
And they say so many times, like, the things you worry about don't happen.
Okay.
Right.
I suppose. Sure. Sure. Give me an example.
So, like, if I worry all the time about getting mugged when I get to New York.
Right. How many years have you come into New York and
not? I've not been mugged.
Right.
But how much time have I spent thinking
about
it?
Way too much.
Now, it's one thing to be prepared. Like, hey, when you get here, make sure you look around before you get out of your car.
Right.
But don't spend the whole day like, oh, my God, I got to come here tomorrow and it's going to be 3 a.m. and
sure,
I got this thing. That's the stuff.
You can worry yourself to death, actually.
Yeah, over things that generally don't happen.
I read some, I don't know where it was. I don't know what it was, probably in a newspaper somewhere, but where one of the worst things for mental health is overthinking in today's society.
Yeah.
Which I do see that with friends, that just every situation, they got to look at it 16 different ways. Like, just take it for what it is and move on. But easier said than done, and I get that. But it does make sense to me that a lot of people do struggle with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm working on that. The book is interesting because it's a full book about it.
Yeah. But I said, how the hell do you write a whole book on
that?
Well,
because people, it's written, this book is written in sort of question and answer form.
Okay.
Like, it might say something like the way this guy writes the book, he'll have a question and be like, you say that, but don't I need to think about the future for my kids and for my financial da-da-da? And then he'll answer, well, yes, but that doesn't mean.
Okay.
You know, we'll explain what he's talking about.
I would say we are also living in a time, which is one of the greatest times ever because of the technological advances we have, the advances in the medical industry, doctoring is better. I know you can go after big pharma for sure. I'm not saying you can't, but you also can't deny the fact that there are meds out there that do save people's lives too. I mean, there's a balance to be struck. But it's also a very complicated time when we think back to if you lived in, you know, 1555 and there weren't automobiles and there weren't tolls and there weren't big cities that you had to go commute to get. You basically built a house, you farmed, and you sent your kids to school. You had sex and had a family. What else?
You smoked a lot.
You smoked a lot, probably a pipe or a cigar, whatever they were doing back then, rolling tobacco. You went to church. You weren't going out. I don't think restaurants were around yet. Maybe saloons, perhaps. But like, think about how simple life was compared to the day-to-day activity we now deal with or have, you know, on our calendar every day. It's very interesting how much different it is.
This guy made it seem like you have to really work at thinking that way.
Thinking.
Like that our brain defaults to thinking about the past and worrying about the future.
I don't.
Like
I
that's
really,
the default.
I do not. I really feel like, and I've said this to you, I actually think to a fault in some ways. I think too much about now and not enough about planning ahead. And maybe that's, again, because in my head I feel like it's kind of planned out already, but I just don't. I don't worry about 2028, you know? I'm always, you can ask him. My phrase is, we'll figure it out. I ain't going to worry about that now. Here's what I want to worry about today. My kid's got a game today. I'm playing golf with my other son at noon. I'm excited about today. I'll worry about Monday or Tuesday or 2 years from now when it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, that and like your thoughts of when. So, okay, so you're going to go play golf today.
Yeah.
One of the other things that's talked about is like, okay, so you're going to go play golf today.
Yep.
That you shouldn't be thinking about other things while you're playing the golf.
I don't think I will. I'm playing golf with my son. I mean, I'll be talking to him about other things, but that's part of the beauty about being out there with him. I get that 3.5 hours where it's just me and him walking the golf course or riding around in the cart, whatever. Whereas if I just went home and watched TV, I probably, a hello, a goodbye, everything all right, you know, whatever. Now I get 3.5 hours to kind of shoot the breeze with him.
Right.
Then I get in the car with him or without him. If we drive set, well, I'll probably meet him there. And I'm going to go right to my kid's high school, and I'm going to watch my other son play a baseball game for 3 hours. And then at some point I'll get home. I probably won't eat dinner, and I'll go to bed. That's my day. I'm kind of good.
Then you'll get up.
I'll get up, and I'll focus on. Now, I do have to plan for tomorrow because I need to make sure my tee time is set for tomorrow. But I'm not, you know, not harping on it or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not locked in on it. I'm locked in on now.
Yeah. You know, like during the Rutgers season, you would be sometimes you'd be like, oh man, oh, I got to go to Nebraska tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always say to you, like, if I had to go to Nebraska, I'd be worrying about that 3 weeks ago that I have to go to Nebraska.
It doesn't faze me.
I don't know why my brain
can't allow you to be freer.
Yeah, it's just my brain mainly is thinking about the future. I don't harp on the past too much. Mm-hmm. Certain, well, my argument to this is, though, Like, if you don't harp on the past,
how do you learn?
How will you make sure you learned your lesson?
Mm-hmm.
And the book says, well, you oftentimes, if you make a mistake and realize you made a mistake, I'll use a simple one, the dog. Like, I got a dog. That was a mistake based on where I live, what time I go to work, all this stuff.
Yep.
The book would argue that it's okay to go, I made that mistake with the dog. But and you'll learn from that. I don't need to think about that all day, every day to learn that lesson.
And yet you do.
And yet I do.
Right. Now you've learned the lesson. You learned the lesson a month in.
Yeah.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Once you started coming back to work, coming back to the office, because when you were home, I don't think this was as big a deal.
Yeah, probably not.
It was when you started driving back into the city.
Right.
And you got rid of the dog walker, and you started to realize this is an issue.
Yeah.
But now you're going on years now that you've been thinking about this every day.
Well, I've had the dog now 5 years, the first year I was home.
Right.
So it's been 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. It's, we're all different.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said to you many times, like, I can't wrap my brain around the way you are. Not in a bad way. You like it, great. I couldn't live your life worrying about all of this.
Yeah, like even like, let's use an example. One of the common things for me, like, okay, I'm going to go to the Met game or a Bruce Springsteen concert or something. While I'm there,
your brain's somewhere else.
I'm thinking about the traffic.
I know. Now, I won't lie to you. Do I think about that too? Sure, but only from the standpoint of my sleep. If it's a Friday night or a Saturday night, I don't give a crap. I do not. I will sit in the parking lot. Like, I've gone to Met games with my son. And I will sit in that Citi Field. I will stay till the very end. I'm not running out like I do during the week. And I know in my head, I know it's going to take me 90 minutes to get out of the parking lot. And a lot of times what we have done is, especially if it's a nice night, I'll sit on the hood of my car and just watch the cars battle for a little. And I'll wait till it kind of filters out and I'll sit there for an hour. Where am I going? But I'm with you. On a Monday night or a Tuesday night, you go to a show or something that's out of your routine. When we sleep so little already, yes, I am fixated on it, and it does take away from the event.
Right.
I do agree with you 100%. And I don't think that's wrong on your part. We don't sleep.
Yes.
So when you're cutting into what's already a short night of sleep, that's where Rutgers gets in my head a little bit. It's not that, wow, you know what? I got to go home and pack. We're going to Chicago today. I wasn't even thinking about it. And you're like, what? More so, oof, I got a game at 8 o'clock, even though it's at home at Rutgers. Got an 8 p.m. game Thursday night. Oh, my God. That's 10. The game ends. We're off the air at 10:30, home at 11. I might fall asleep at midnight. I get up at 2:30. That will play tricks with me.
Yeah, I would think so.
I try. That does bug me.
But you can think about that a couple days before. You'll think about it the day of.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Well, probably the day before.
Day before.
Wednesday night game. Tuesday, it hits me. I'm like, uh-oh, tomorrow night's going to be. Or when I'm laying down Tuesday night, like, I need to sleep tonight because tomorrow night's going to be rough.
Yeah.
That stuff, that gets in my head. But that, for me, is more for health reasons than anything.
Yeah, but like worrying about the traffic and not enjoying the game or the concert, right? So you worry about the traffic. One, there might not be traffic.
That is true. You're right.
Two, if there is traffic, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
So thinking about it during the concert or the game.
Accomplishes nothing.
But that's the thing where I think where you have to actually think about this. For me, for someone like me, like, I actually have to think that through to then say, don't think about it. Otherwise, naturally, I would think about it.
Are you like that even if it was like a Saturday night concert?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, even Saturday night.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I don't know if I pin that dog related also because I'm like, oh, I got to make sure I get home for the dog.
Possible.
Like, if I'm trying to think, you know, we did the Boomer Black Tie Affair and I got a ride in and got a ride home.
Yeah.
And I put the dog in the dog hotel. So I don't think.
You didn't seem stressed at all that night.
I was thinking about that.
You actually seemed like you were having a good time.
Yeah.
And partly because forget the dog for a second. To me, the idea that you were not the one driving.
Right.
And that was taken care of for you. It's actually one of the more stress-free nights I've seen you.
Yeah, I worked on that to not be stressed out.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm working on it, Jerry. So if you see a new man show up here one day, Jerry, you go, where's the old owl?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. I will tell you before we go.
Yeah.
We had Kamal come in who dropped off the Zaro's Bakery
this morning.
So I got to talk to him in the elevator and walking in. And he's from Ghana. He's been in the country for 5 years. And it's amazing all the America bashing that goes on. We talked about Bruce Springsteen the other day, how awful it is here. And to see the joy on his face when he says being in this country is life-changing and how much he said something along the lines of, you don't understand how amazing it is here. And that's coming from someone that's been in other places around the world. It makes you take, and I do. I mean, I'm not one of those people. I don't bash anything about that. I think it's great. We're as free as can be. It's really eye-opening, though, when someone that had nothing or seemingly had nothing, it's how it sounded to me, comes here and has what seems like a really good job, and he loves his freedom, and he loves the country. It's nice to hear.
Yes.
And nice to see.
He was very pleasant to speak with.
And he, you know what's funny, too? He knew not to talk.
Yeah.
Like, he was super quiet as we were approaching the control room. He looked at me and goes, I'm like, no, we're okay. We're okay. So that was kind of nice, too.
Yes, that is nice.
A nice man.
All right, Jerry, so two things today. Don't fart in people's faces or you may give them E. coli in their sinuses. Number two, focus on the now.
And number three, America's pretty great.
America's pretty great.
Not those in that order, by the way. I'll take the first one, I'll said last.
Those are your three items. In whatever order they work for you.
There you go.
By the way, I got a lot of positive feedback from yesterday's episode up with the money situation.
Good.
Some people were sending me their
budgets.
Their budgets and what they take in, what goes out the door, what this all costs.
There's more to that as well that I think we could always get into because that was bare bones as we talked about in terms of what I put down, the things that will come into play. But it's a great discussion point because I think unless you're really wealthy, I think a lot of people go through the checks and the balances and the ledger and the checkbook and the savings and all that stuff, and some months better than others. I think it's a fun conversation to have.
One guy said, thank you. I don't feel like a loser now. I was feeling like a loser, but the way you guys explained it, kind of a lot of
it's
people
tough.
In that position.
Yeah.
And then somebody else reminded me that a lot of younger people go into sales, which can pay well if you're a self-motivated person, which I do forgot about sales jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So sales can also make you homeless.
Yeah, sales.
If you're not good at it.
Yeah, I was not good at it.
Right. It's not easy. I tried it.
It's not my thing. Yeah,
it sucks.
It's tough. And you deserve the money you get when you are successful at sales.
Don't worry, you might get 20 no's before you get that yes. I got to be honest with you. After about 8 no's, I'm out.
It's like, this sucks.
Failure.
Yeah. This is terrible.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday, with the warm-up program. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.